very beautiful. Thank you. Amazing testimonies and words. I want you to give me 20 minutes. Is there going to be a reaction here, Shepherd? Thank you. I want you to give me 20 minutes and then we go into the ordination, because I believe that the ordination itself is a word. And so the question this morning, where I want to start from, and I'll rely on your responses, is what does God do? In other words, what is God's work? Someone says, I just think he's God. That's who he is. What he does. Because Yehoshua, whom you call Jesus sometimes, and if Pastor Hobie Toby Jr. was saying a guy died, we just don't believe it was last Friday, meaning this Friday passed, that he died and woke up on Sunday morning. That would not be 3 days. But it's fine. The word does what the word does. But Yehoshua said, my father walks. So he actually has a profession. He actually has an occupation. And so I began to search through scriptures to find what does he do. I know what Nathan does. Nathan, you dress up. He said, I tried to. You are a designer. You rap. And all the things. There are doctors here. What does he do? I don't want to keep you in any suspense. He's actually, look at me, an artist. He's an artist. That's what he does. I want you to look at this scripture with me quickly. And I want you to follow me on this journey. Are you ready for me, Pastor Faith? Are you sure? Tell me.
Genesis 1.
From verse 3.
Tell me.
And God said, let there be light.
Uh-huh.
And there was light.
Okay.
God saw that the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. Mm-hmm. God called the light day, mm-hmm. and the darkness he called night. Mm. And there was evening.
So the definition of heart, first definition, the expression, tell me.
The expression or application
of
human creative skill
and
imagination, typically in a visual form,
such as
painting,
either you're white or black painting,
sculpture,
male or female sculpture,
producing works to be appreciated for their beauty or emotional power.
Are you ready for the word? Are you really sure? If I feel a different atmosphere, I'll change this thing. Quickly again, definition of art.
The expression or application.
Art is an expression. God expresses. Definition of expression. I'll make it simple, don't worry. Tell me quickly.
The act or instance of transforming ideas into words.
Tell me again.
The act or an instance of transforming ideas into words.
So read that scripture again. And God said,
let there be light.
What is art? What is art is expression. Are you really ready for the word? An artist expresses. They asked me what I'm doing. I said, okay. There is an imagination. Then it turns into word. But there is a difference between the word that Dinai said in okay, or Enrique said in okay, and the word he made.
and the word rappers make. When D9 stands on this stage, because of the word is standing in the atmosphere of, they asked me how I'm doing. I said, okay, as the power to create. The rapper's word does not have the power to create. It only carries death. Are you sure you're ready for the word? Pastor Faye, should we go through the rounds again? Because I know when I started, they're thinking, oh, what does God do? In the beginning, tell me again, Pastor Faith. It said, let there be
light.
Light was first an idea. But a good artist turns ideas to words. And so I became a good artist the moment I understood what is first generation. I need you to talk to me this afternoon. If Pastor Sam is not signaling to me and telling me he's met his first target, I'm going to change this word. I want to tell you something quickly. Listen to this. And God said, light was first an idea. First gen was first an idea. Sparklation was first an idea. And an artist comes into life. What came here 2005 was just an artist. Don't make me miss Sparklation this one. I'm coming to you in a moment. Come now, let's go. Tell me again.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
What is art, please?
The expression.
The expression.
Or application of human creative skill and imagination.
Read it again quickly. But slowly.
The expression or application.
Art is an expression. I want to talk to you today about freedom. But I've got to start here. Because what stops your expression is the spirit of bondage. All the things you fear that you may not be able to achieve if you decide to be you is what is holding you back. But you are meant to be an artist. Okay, let me build it up. I don't think you're awake yet. I think you've been singing too much, isn't it? Tell me.
Art definition.
Art definition.
The expression or application.
The expression
or application.
Tell me.
Of human creative skill and imagination.
Okay.
Typically in a visual form.
Typically, he has seen the light before he saw the light. Typically, I've seen a Jaden before I saw a Jaden. But I need to speak. So the day he came to the altar, when Reverend Dapo made an altar call, was nice. But when he came out, I saw a Jaden that he hasn't even seen there. But you have to speak, isn't it? And when God spoke, when he came to creating the earth, he has to walk it. Mentorship, leadership comes after speaking what you see as an artist. And then when they began to live in your house, that's the walking of what you already saw, what you already spoke. So you've seen it because it's typically visuals. Tell me, please, quickly.
Typically in a visual form, such as paintings or sculpture.
I told you that painting, white, black, Caucasian, whatever, sculpturing, male and female, made heed them. Tell me.
Producing works to be appreciated for their beauty.
Did you see what he does his work for? And when God said, let there be light, and there was light, tell me now.
God saw that the light was good.
That the light was good. He says an artist creates these things to be appreciated. So sitting back and seeing our creation, from the elite family to a Jaden, an artist sits back, he creates work to be appreciated, And when the artwork is great, oh my God, the bidding for this artwork, what we are trying to paint here, the world will come to bid for it and they will pay the most price for it. Am I really talking to the nation family today? Where are the artworks in this house this afternoon? Can I hear you put, shout glory? Leonardo da Vinci painting, you do not have 20,000 of it. You don't build 30,000 of it. It is not 10,000 of it. This time is spent. They call him Da Vinci for a reason. I'm called Pity for a reason. This painting takes time. It's meant to be passed to some for a reason. So that when it's bidded for, it's not bidded for in your local shop. It is not an artwork you can just walk in and pick. They are going to gather the rich of the earth. They are going to gather the wealthiest of the earth. And everybody will put a value on this artwork. I am asking you today, are there artworks in this? Let me in. So that's artwork. If a musician is good and he begins to do that rapping like an S-Rose, all of a sudden, money begins to come to him because what he can imagine, what he can imagine is put it into heart. If he's as good as a Kanye West, nothing scares him. It's just going to produce. We could not have sat down as the typical church and call ourselves artists. The church we met needs no artwork. It's chairs and microphone. But the church I'm looking at today, from a precious to a jaden, all the way to the pillars, all the way to the legacy builder, this is a painting. It is not perfect yet. Da Vinci is still adding some things to it. He said, this art is to be appreciated. So when we're sharing our testimonies, when you're talking about where you're coming from and what's happening, we're appreciating the artwork, the end of art. Real artworks don't end up in any house. You know, churches did flyers, calendars, and banners at the door. This house is, that's the artwork done by a painter down the road. We, as artworks. Scripture says, do you see a man diligent in his business? He will stand before kings. Artworks make kings, the billionaires of this world, beg to buy them. First artwork. I want to show you a scripture. First artwork. His name is Adam. This is how I found God's profession. It could be God without men anyways, but he needed a man. He goes to the soil and he does what he does. He's an artist. He's gone to now paint, sculpture. A man called Adam created him out of nothing. That is his work. What I'm telling you this afternoon, that exactly what is happening in your life right now is a artwork. The reason for that artwork is so that you can create other artworks. The reason why he's painting you, I love the way Pastor-to-be Jaden expressed it. He just followed Pity, and the thing he picked from the moment, I didn't say to him, Jaden, I want to help you. You don't have to say, you are a painter. Painters don't talk. They just craft. They've spoken. They've said to people, I will create Mary Magdalene. They've said it. They don't start speaking to what they are painting. Are you listening to me? They've said it. They are doing it. They are constantly painting. So what came out of that artwork was for him to help, because what he was painted to be is help. What I'm trying to tell you is this. If what Jaden got by being in PT's environment was, I've got to help others. Please listen to me now. What did you think Adam got when he was made? To be God. Did you hear what I just said? All he got was not how to be human, was not how to survive. What he got from that environment. Remember, he's been working on him for hours, working on him. And after he finished working on him, he invited his word that he has created before all things were created. And he put the word there. Because the main reason for the word was not so that we can dance on Easter Day, was so that the word can be the only thing working on earth, because that's God. It's painted man. So when you see scripture like, and God made man in his own image, after his own likeness, assistant global pastor to be today, how am I going to be sure you can be a PT on steroids? It's very simple. If I created this painting, there is nothing else it can be than what painted it. So God could not send an angel to create Adam, because if an angel painted him, it will paint Adam will be an angel. If a demon painted him, he's going to be a demon. If he's painted by God, he is him. The expression, thank you. The expression, because you're not working with me. It's like you're standing in my way. The expression of God is walk. Is what's going on in you now. You know why you are why you're refusing him? Fear. If the community paints you, guess what you are? The community. And God bless your parent. If they paint you, guess who you are? Your parent. If Ozu paints you, guess what you are? You're an Ozu. If the world paints you, if leadership paints you, guess what you are? God. Painting, art, artists express what they see. So when we're asking ourselves to be soul winners, if you are still dragging your feet, it's just because who painted you is not right. So would I think it is rocket science, Obi, for you to have 16 houses? And by 16 houses, we're not talking about real estate. We're talking about house now. No bricks. It is not strange. Why? Because of what painted you. Art is an expression. So each time PT is speaking, he's an artist expressing what he has seen. So what have I seen again now? What are we doing now? What is PT painting? What is he seeing? The wealthiest and the strongest family on the face of this earth. And I really don't care if the current wealthiest family is LVMH. I've got what they haven't got, the word. And I've got the number. I know. My father, the greatest artist, the number one artist, went to nobodies. He went to the earth. He went to the sand. And he could draw well. It is not about who I'm painting. It's about how well I can paint. So as I'm growing, everyone I'm painting is growing. I'm speaking to you leaders now. Your fixation is not on the people who follow you. Your fixation is on the steadiness of your hands. It's on how steady your hands are in painting. And when you're painting, either through singing, through service, through following, through being assistant global pastor, and all those who will be ordained today, steady your hands. Steady your hands as painters. Make sure your posture is correct. You are creators without fear. Can I hear an amen in this house this afternoon now? Sometimes I see half paints trying to be purchased. When that door did not open for you, with the people you thought is going to open for you, they are just saying, go back to your leader and finish this painting. Did you hear what I just said? You took yourself to the market like a finished painting. And you're saying, by now I should make X, Y, Z in this business. He's saying, go back. They will price you. You'll become a prized possession if you complete this class. Look at this scripture. Which scripture do we go to next? I've told you about the expression. It was painting the sun. What scripture do you want to go to, man?
Verse
10. I want to close now. Mm-hmm.
God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. Mm-hmm. And God saw that it was good.
Right.
Verse 12. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good.
Seed is the control pad for right paintings. What seed is, because scripture says it gives seed to the sower. It gives you your pencil. Seed is your pencil by which you write. You paint. So when I say steady your ends, steady your seed, steady your call. You can remove this now because I'm actually going to stop. Steady it through the balance of seed. What we are known for as the house is impact to our community. We didn't just come here to be rich. We came here to make our community rich. Thereby, we found our way into riches. And that's why nothing can stop this. There is no 10,000. Let me tell you, people think newspapers feed something to us. You must be too old to think that. As in, some people talk, you're thinking, what are you talking to? That. One last scripture for you. I've told you God's profession. And if you are his child, you do what he does. We painted family houses. We painted from trap house. Then we painted EDCs. Then we painted nation building centers. We took guys off the street and painted them as servants of God. Today, those who are about to be ordained, another painting. So you, your set, Jaden. Your set, Beverly. Your set, James, Goodness, and Co. There is nothing called young. You are now painters on another level. You are now painters. I was telling Terry yesterday, my last memory of you. Of course, I know you followed me about, but last memory was when you were fighting in Croydon. But years after, painted, properly crafted. Now the third gen, you're about to paint what the nation family is. What Spark Nation is to your own generation. Do you not think I will put a Jaden on stage to pastor people? Why not? Why not? I don't care if he's 10 years old. He can speak. And as long as there is painting in his mind, we can change the world. We can produce 2,000 painters in one day. Are you really listening to me this afternoon? COD, you know, I want us to have a service in April. We're going to have banking and all the Hope Church.
Hope Church. But we're going to have the COD family. I want to preach in Manchester. You understand? Sunday morning, Manchester. I wanted to say Manchester bastard or some ballistic. Gradually, as the word is coming out, as the instruction from your leaders are coming out, don't compare yourself to the next painting. He's crafting you differently. And I want to submit one scripture to you. And after that, I will call the people that are to be ordained out. This is the word of your ordination. If you forget the sermon today, don't forget that PT said, what I want to tell you is what is God's work. He is a painter, an artist. That is the work of God. He expresses. And Paul's family is an expression. Are you listening to me? Heartbeat is an expression, limitless, an expression. Those of you, therefore, whose word, whose expression has come to fruition, do not kill your expression through fear. Walk in the freedom of creativity. Did you hear what I just said? There is no one way of doing anything. Creative minds, fearless minds, people that are free from culture, people that are free from limitation. That is the gathering of the nation family. So I'm asking all artists to rise up. Entrepreneurs, all the entrepreneurs in this house, the 141 businesses, you are artists. Artists don't occupy themselves with non-painters' work. They don't gossip. They are not busy talking. They are steadying their hands through their seed. So the Givers Club, you are not the right painters here. Because what you are doing in the Givers Club, you are painting a PT as well. The image we have to the world. The structure we have to the world. All our leaders. So you're being painted. You're painting back. It's Stephanie Barton. You're painting. I remember Stephanie coming to preach in your mom's living room. But God was not after your mom. It's after you as a seed because of your generation. God is not parental conscious. God is generationally aware. He doesn't set PG. It sets generational impact. That's what God does. And whenever the call comes upon you, whoever, however young, either you are Josiah or you are 80-year-old man like Caleb, if you can rise up to that call, there is nothing called age. I told you how to stay young, ideas and words, and you keep working it regardless of what comes up against you. You are painters, you are artists. Those of you who have had free minds before, don't let anything chain you. Don't let the fear of your past, the fear of your limitation, and the fear of your weaknesses. May I tell you something? That Moses was a freedom fighter above all things. Moses was just a freedom fighter. That's all he was. Very angry guy because of the oppression of his people. I told Love House yesterday, I cannot focus on the weakness of someone. When Moses was going back, his communication skill has disappeared. But you know what he did? He hired Aaron. And God said, I will let you hire. I will let you teamwork. Sync with Aaron. You will do. He will speak. You know why I'm saying that to you today? The artwork you are, the greatness you are, the person sitting next to you has exactly what it takes for you to get to where you're going to. So please do not let us limit the creation of Eve to just marriage, because it's not. I will create a helpmate. It will complement his weakness. Your houses complement your weakness. God is a master creator. And guess what he did? He made sure that Adam, the first artwork, was sleeping. Yet from Adam, he took Eve. A helpmate. Our helpmates are in this house. Those of you who are entrepreneurs, that is why it calls for unity among you. I close with this. John chapter 8, verse 35 and 36.
And after this, I want this whole house to worship. And all the people that are to be ordained, once Pastor Sam signaled to you, you start coming to the altar facing me. John chapter 8, tell me.
From verse 35.
From verse 35.
Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family.
Did you hear that? Even if you come into the family, if you're a slave, he didn't say you have no place. He said no permanent place. In other words, when the eat gets tough, when the sons of the kingdom, when those who are set free, when those who know the call over their life comes in, they will go. Tell me.
But a son belongs to it forever.
You need to hear this scripture. Otherwise, what I started, we will not walk. Tell me.
Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family.
But the son
belongs to it forever.
Tell me.
So, if the son sets you free.
Can I hear freedom in this house? Freedom. I can't hear you now. Freedom. Freedom. Therefore, if the first at work, the son, if Moses sets you free, you will still not be free. Because it's not an artwork original. It's a replica, a backup for the Adam that failed. Are you really, really listening to me? If Elijah, the prophet, if prophecy sets you free, you are still not free. A prayer meeting like it did to a parent tried to set you free, you are still not free. But guess what, guys? If the son, you know why is the son? He is God, the artist himself. Are you listening to me? He's the real man. If the word sets you free, what I'm saying to you is this. If you got into your businesses through prayer, you are still in bondage. If it is through prophecy, you are still in bondage. But if you are listening to PT one day, and the word is coming out, and WOTC came out, and Love Family came out, and Elite came out, guess what? You are free. Did you hear what I'm saying this afternoon? People fear for this work. They think it will fail today. Maybe tomorrow it will fail. If we write an article, guess what? If the Son set us free, we are free indeed. So whatever freedom comes to you from this one, nothing can hold you. But who am I talking to this afternoon? Help me preach, Park Nation. Help me preach as we get into the best month. As we get into the greatest month of our lives. Can I hear an amen in this house? The month April in Latin means apparel, means opening, new beginnings. The sun sets you free to enter into the month of April. How many of you are the real artwork, walking in gallantly, bold, free, set free? Shout and believe in amen. Feet if you can. At this moment, the word, the same pen, the same seed that wrote Adam, his hand is in this house right now. And wherever you're watching me from around the world, as you're standing with me, is writing, perfecting your month of April fearlessly. In a minute, all the people to be ordained as a witness of Peter's work to the third generation. Really? That's how you're going to appreciate that? Everyone coming out in a moment. Just sending a signal to the enemy's camp that we are in the third generation, established, solid, and nobody, no demon, no angel can uproot this work. Can I hear a believing yes? So, wherever you're watching from, fearless, if you had pity and a boldness arose in you, if you had pity and the boundaries of limitations are broken, it was the Son that set you free. Fear nothing. As a matter of fact, tissue, please, what you should do if you're not part of this work yet is to ask, how can I be part of the family? How can I be a giver here? What you should do is before you leave this place, tell them for the opening, the April service, I want to register 3 people to bring by myself. That's what you should do. That's what you should push into. I tell you in God's name, anything that stands in front of me will be crushed like the others have been crushed. It doesn't matter. Either it's recent, hidden, not hidden, they will sink. Why? Because the Son set me free 2005, almost 20 years now, and I'm walking in the freedom of the Son. Can I hear an amen?